I bet Terry Savage would vote tennis. Terry, you want to be up there on the big chair with the umbrella? You're a big tennis fan.
Oh, yes, I am a big tennis fan.
And you would...
But I'm not playing. I don't mind sitting up there on that big chair, though. Very powerful position.
You're a powerful lady. I'd love to see you up there running the show. I can
see that.
You know,
that's like the Fed chair is to the financial markets, as the empire is to the tennis match.
Exactly. And you are not going to be willed to political pressure, and that could lead to another discussion. Good transition, Terry. I want to ask you about this inflation report. I think whichever way you look at it, if you squint hard enough, you can find something you like and something you don't like in it.
Mostly the market loved it.
Yeah,
the market did. Not just something you don't like. The market loved it. What it was a confirmation, and I'll use the words, at least so far, inflation has not been the result of the tariffs, and the 2.7% increase is widely thought to give the Fed room to cut in September, which is like in a minute. In fact, the futures markets are predicting 94% that the Fed will have a September cut.
That makes sense. I mean, the number was steady on the headline. That core number, were you, when you strip out the energy, and that's up 3.1%?
You know, we're nitpicking here. Look, let's draw a line down the middle and leave people's feelings about a lot of what this administration is doing on one side and only focus on the economic and financial for a moment, if you can. I realize it's hard to do.
You're talking just the data here.
I'm not only talking just the data, I'm talking about not the stuff about a president telling Solomon Brothers to fire their economists, not the government taking 15% of a chip company's profits or sales to China, not these whole overreaches in many other social areas. Let's just talk about why the market is at all-time highs today. It is at all-time highs because there is a great deal of certainty now. There were some things inside that bill, not the stuff that was debated by everybody and concerned, you know, the TV talk shows, but they put in new rules for depreciation and expensing business investment. That means they can write off stuff immediately and they can spend money. The tax law changes gave certainty to businesses. There is not been yet, anyway, an impact from the tariffs. It either has to, the manufacturers overseas have to absorb that money that's being paid to the Treasury, or businesses have to absorb it and say we won't charge more to consumers, or consumers will get charged more. So far, that hasn't happened. So all this is great news for business and the economy, the changes in the regulatory oversight, how they're looking at deals instead of saying just, no, you can't do that deal. This is all fuel for a fire of economic growth that has pushed the stock market to all-time highs. But the S&P is largely dominated now by a couple of tech stocks. So we may look back and go, oh, that's what happened. But for this moment, the financial markets love the idea the Fed's about to cut rates, tariffs are not having a bite, consumers seem to be okay, and businesses are expanding because they're not afraid of the government regulations anymore. And that's what's pushed the market to new highs.
So you don't buy into any, well, I don't want to say you don't buy into it. You always have an eye on what could happen next. I feel like each week we have a new vibe of how we feel. Like, we were worried about stagflation a week ago, I feel like.
We were, and we have not seen it show up in inflation yet. All this money that's flowing into the Treasury from tariffs has to come from somewhere. Now, if it squeezes corporate profit margins, the company says, we'll eat it, we can't raise prices, then that's not a good sign for stocks. And if it goes into higher prices for consumers, that's not a good sign for stocks in the economy. And I'm not sure that foreign companies that export stuff are willing to continue paying the tariffs directly to the government.
Right.
So we have to see how it works out. But there's a real reason for the stock market to be at highs now. And when it peaks, there will be a really good reason that I don't know yet for it to just tumble. And these are very risky markets. So
that's why you don't time the market. That's why you don't time it.
No, this is why you're in there for the long run. But you also look at your portfolio and say, wow, look how much money I've made over the last 10 years. Look how much closer to retirement I am, or now I'm in retirement, or next year I have to take required distributions. Maybe I need a little more protection, something safer.
Yep. Terry, I could go on and on, but I'm out of time. I spent too much time talking about how long you want to, if anyone wants to be a ref or an umpire for anything. So my bad, Terry.
We will let the Fed chairman and be the umpire. And I think the odds on bet is for a rate cut in September.
I think you might be right. You'll be on with John tomorrow, right?
For a whole hour at noon.
Yeah, that's where you'll take all the questions and comments and concerns. Terry, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it. Have a good
one. Thank you, John.
As always, that's Terry Savage, the Money Lady.